mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two. Joining us in the next segment is Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, to be able to break down his take on the whole NSA situation, as well as his new book. And General Hamid Ghul, the former head of the Mujahideen against the Russians, can really give us an inside look at what's happening with the globalists funding al-Qaeda worldwide and what's happening currently in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And Mohammad Karzai coming out a few months ago and saying the West is actually running al-Qaeda. Of course, that's always been known, but not generally by the public, who, due to globalist propaganda, cannot even find their own state on a map, some cases, much less the planet. They don't know what a globe is. I'm not even being sarcastic. The IQs are dropping very quickly under the chemical warfare operations of the globalists. Jason in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Alex. First-time caller. I'm a victim of Katrina. It took me at least a week for the Army to show up during that time. I don't watch any reality TV because I think the Kardashians, who cares? I thought the Kardashians were some alien creature from Star Trek.
No, they force-feed you the culture they want you to think is the norm. And people just grow up believing the TV loves them and it's going to help them.
Yeah, and the point I wanted to make, sir, and I didn't want to take a lot of your time, I'm really upset about this Fourth Amendment with Obama just walking all over it, you know.
But I thought it was a conspiracy that they were spying on us without warrants. I mean, they care about us.
I could not believe this. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, he should be impeached, he should be arrested, and he should be prosecuted. It's crazy.
But here's why he won't be, because this is a long-term program before Obama that is the military-industrial complex basically swallowing the Internet. NSA rollout in cybersecurity is the takeover of the Internet, the ending of the free web, and is basically beyond what the communist Chinese have done.
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous. I wanted to thank you again, and I hope I get to call again sometime.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. But yes, they should all be prosecuted, and Obama is pushing it, and they're pushing a lot of web-type initiatives that really kill freedom on the Internet. But I just had that reawakening that we've been talking about this so long that I tend to lay out the agenda and then not go back and explain it to new listeners. The globalists are getting rid of the free Internet as we know it. They are forcing all networks over their systems to control content, not just to surveil it. This has all been announced. And there are domestic CIA spying operations and psyops against the public. That's all admitted. And fake news and on and on and on. The globalists are multinational. They're waging war against everybody. D in Alabama, go ahead. You're on the air.
I had a few points I wanted to make. One is, I think that anybody that subscribes to, like, supports National Public Radio, any of the print media that did not make any mention at all, or have not made any mention at all of Bilderberg, the people that have, subscribed to them need to cancel their subscriptions right to the news media or to the network and tell them that they have totally lost credibility and you will not financially support, an organization that is hiding and being complicit with these criminals, these international criminals. So that's the one point I wanted to make. Another point is that anybody that's in the military that is out here helping them with their chemtrailing and their anti-life agenda that has any inkling that they are a part of a compartmentalized process that is leading to the destruction of life.
I tell you what, I got Colonel Schaefer coming up, but if you want to hold, I'll come back to you. Because you're on fire. Stay there. Don't hang up, D. We'll be right back. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spell E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com. We also have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock every evening. You find that at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go back to your calls towards the end of the hour for everybody that's holding and take some of those calls for Colonel Shaver, because most of you are calling in on the whole Edward Snowden situation and what's happening with that. But here's Investor's Business Daily reporting on what Congressman Stockman of Texas said on Monday on this broadcast, that Al-Qaeda and Muslims and radical mosques are off limits of warrantless NSA spying, but the Tea Party and the Associated Press and the American people, we are the subject of it. And what you're seeing is a total flip that I warned of 11 years ago of Homeland Security onto the American people, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives. It was a big Boston Globe article yesterday that we wrote about saying that they're training in Boston for the militia bombing the next marathon, basically, with no proof of that. Because the enemy is the pro-lifers. The enemy is constitutionalists. I mean, that's a fact. And it's even when Democrats are out of power, the Republican leadership does not like constitutionalists. Okay, it's that simple. The checks and balances get in the way of the globalist corporate takeover and all these special interests. Now, he's got a new book out. We're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour, and I can't wait to read it. It gets into Bohemian Grove, of all things. We're going to talk about it. But Colonel Anthony Schaefer is a Bronze Star Medal recipient and is a CIA-trained senior intelligence operations officer and reserve Army lieutenant colonel with more than 22 years of experience in the intelligence community. And I'm not going to go through his whole bio and university studies and degrees, but he could have killed bin Laden several times, was ordered to stand down by the CIA, and then he exposed Able Danger and Stratus Ivy, the programs he was in, and what was happening there. He's got the new book out, The Last Line, we're gonna, which is a total meltdown scenario for the U.S., worst-case scenario plan, so people can actually think about this and talk about this. What these guys do is they end up writing fiction books like Ian Fleming so they can get stuff out there. I mean, I'm sure he won't say that, but we'll see what Schaefer tells us. I can't wait to read it. The point is, we ought to carry it, the InfoWars store, but it just now came out. But the point I want to get to here with him, first off, is that we know Sybelle Edmonds came out, who was an FBI translator with NSA Communications, saying, look, elements of the CIA and contractors were in command of al-Qaeda on 9/11 and then after. And they were running drugs, guns, everything. Hamid Ghul is coming on next hour, former head of Pakistani intelligence, led the CIA war on record against the Russians. He says the same thing. Mohammad Karzai comes out and says, look, these bombings that are happening are being basically orchestrated by corporate interests that want to keep a war going in Afghanistan. So we say it's the government. It's not really. It's elements that want no-bid contracts for a $15 million tarp that really costs $500. It's people that want to keep the gravy train going, that want to have all these wars that are not in our interest. Okay, and there's a lot of people in the government, like Colonel Schaefer, that have spoken out against it. Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I've thrown out a lot here setting the table, but I want to get into, first off, since you were on, what you make of Karzai coming out and saying that, what you make of the fact that the government has given $1 billion to al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda-affiliated groups that are leading the attack in Syria, and in the aftermath of Libya that you accurately predicted when it first started, and where this is going, and now the narrative where even Rand Paul comes out 2 weeks ago and says, in the Senate, we shouldn't be funding al-Qaeda in Syria. They can't call us conspiracy theorists anymore. Where is that going? How does it tie into Snowden? Because people I respect think that he may have been fed a line of bull, not that he's an operative of the Chinese or something, but that he's been set up by other groups, and that there's an internal agency fight going on. So I've thrown a lot out, Colonel Schaefer, but you're the guy to talk to who's had all the access to this over the years and is up there in the middle of Fox News, in the middle of the Army War College and the Pentagon. Of all those things I threw out there, what do you make of it, and where do you see this going?
Well, let's break it down little by little. I agree with Rand Paul about funding the enemy. And, Alex, we've talked about this before. You know, there's a great book, well-researched, by Doug Wiesing called Funding the Enemy. And he, you know, it's not one of those things. He's no conspiracy theorist. He's a researcher. And he goes through in painful detail, talks about how we, by sometimes stupidity, sometimes kind of looking the other way, go about funding the very people who are out to kill us. It's totally insane. So when you put that with everything else going on, and I really admire the way you put it there in the beginning of your introduction. Look, there's a real move afoot to really kind of make us look the other way. One of the problems, going back to Able Danger, you mentioned that, was that we were prohibited from looking at the mosques and at Muslim groups because of certain pre-9/11 concerns. And, of course, we knew then, Alex, they were using that system for command and control. They do not regard religion with the same reverence we do. They actually use it as an operational tool. And I have a severe problem with DHS within our own intelligence community, where now they're trying to basically take out any reference to radical Islamists or use anything relating to their religion as something that we should be concerned about. Because clearly, I mean, there are people who are sworn to our destruction, and somehow now the focus is on conservatives. So we as Americans have to be very cognizant of that, and I agree with you on the assessment of DHS. DHS is something that I would, if I were in charge, get rid of immediately. We don't need it. We had U.S. Customs Service before. We had the FBI. We had the Immigration National Data Service. They all function pretty well, not perfectly, but pretty well without having a humongous bureaucracy known as the DHS on top of it. So we've got to be very cognizant of that. And then you mix in this illegal, essentially, amalgamation, vacuum cleaning, if you will, of information relating to U.S. citizens. Let me be clear for your audience here. 99.999% of all U.S. citizens will never be, never see, never have any contact with a terrorist. But yet somehow now it's been completely reversed. And so the fact that NSA is doing this, the fact that Snowden brought it out, I think is significant. And let me say something operationally. While I agree with Representative Sensenbrenner, I do believe he's sincere. I do believe that he is saying that the Patriot Act was never designed to do this, yet it is. Let me say something on the operational side. Having been at the cutting edge as one of the pioneers of using data mining, the way they're going about it, Alex, is ensuring failure. I don't believe for a minute Keith Alexander's comments in front of Congress yesterday that they have, quote-unquote, broken up dozens of terrorist incidents. It's not possible. What they've done, they're taking probably 3 billion, now think about that, 3 billion transactions a day, very complex transactions, a lot of data, and yet what they're looking for is maybe 10. And so what they're doing by doing it this way, by doing this vacuum cleaning of these large amounts of data, they're ensuring that they will probably never see those 10 that they actually need. And so it's totally reversed of what we did in Able Danger. Our job, we knew, was to protect the fourth, the first, fourth, and fifth amendments to make sure that we did not violate that. And we went in with very precise guidelines of what we wanted to get. So in the essence, what we're looking at here is a government, as far as I can tell, it's completely lost track of who the enemy is. And they're overfunded. They have far more capability than the capacity than they have targets at this point. And the targets they're going after are not the ones which really threaten us.
Expanding on that, though, I mean, DHS day one started branding it to Tea Party, constitutionalist, you name it. And now they have removed in the manual the word Al-Qaeda and things and put in there constitutionalist, Tea Party. It's absurdist that they've gotten away with this. Where are the congressional hearings? And what do you make of the 2 billion bullets and the 7,000 armored vehicles that I see driving around Austin and the new training manuals where they're saying we're going to fight the militia, we're going to fight conservatives? Well, I guess if they try to turn it into Mao Zedong or something, I guess there will be a civil war. I mean, are the crazy leftists really imagining they're going to have like some Spanish civil war and we're the fascists and they're going to lock us all up? Because you've got things like Maine Corps out now in the mainstream news with 8 million Americans listed, most of them libertarian and conservatives that have to be rounded up during an emergency. I mean, this is insane.
And I can't speak to the left's philosophy on this, Alex. I have a few friends on the left, but I really don't know how they think. And the bottom line is this: the issue you bring up is very timely and important. Any civil unrest, by necessity, by tradition, is basically dealt with by the local officials. That is to say, local law enforcement first. If it becomes beyond their control, you bring in the freaking National Guard. Now, I'm a former member of the Ohio Guard, and we spent time training for both civil support regarding riots and civil support regarding natural disasters. And so I'm appalled, and I don't believe it's constitutional for FEMA to be expanding to the level it is regarding first responder type actions. Those really should be left with the state, and obviously with DHS regarding civil control. Again, I don't see how the...
And they always said they weren't doing that, and it was a conspiracy theory. Now they're in the news with command and control offices and civil unrest and taking over government. I mean, is that not completely unconstitutional?
It is. And again, this goes back to the state level, you know, and Ken Cuccinelli is running for governor here in Virginia. And I've spoken to Ken about this. Ken is a very, you know, very much a fighter against intrusion of the federal government, because Virginia, like Texas, is a very strong state. We have a very strong economy. We are considered more or less, although we're kind of going purple, I think we're still a conservative state. And these states really do say, look, we can handle things on our own. you know, you do have a National Guard. The National Guard's mission under Title 32, the U.S. Code Title 32, is to serve as the state's militia. That is their job. So what you may be seeing here, Alex, really is a setup where you may see the federal government basically kind of trying to usurp those very capabilities which were designed to do civil unrest issues or, you know, any...
Yeah, federal dictatorship. Colonel, I want to talk more about that and your book straight ahead. Back in just a couple minutes with Colonel Anthony Schaefer. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We're back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, best-selling author, has a new book out. He's our guest. We'll talk about the book in the next segment. Look, what you're getting at here, studying history, studying the Constitution, 10th Amendment, Caesar crossing the Rubicon, and what was it, 40-something B.C., all of this, it's basically the federal government getting on a war footing against the states and the people, and then their training manuals and all of it read like science fiction or absurdist, you know, we're going to fight the Tea Party, we're going to fight Tea Party insurrections, the Army War College, you know, prepares for war in North Carolina and simulations with the gun owners. And if they try to confiscate the guns or do something like that, it's an illegitimate move. I don't want a civil war. I'm not naive. You're a combat veteran. I know you're not naive. Colonel Schaefer, is this not a war footing? Homeland Security is getting on, baiting and switching, saying it was for Al-Qaeda, now saying it's for us. And you were telling me off air that you're in all these different government and other meetings and that people are pretty concerned. And you were telling me that, I guess, is good news. So what can you say about my statement that there's a war footing here being prepared, a stockpiling for war? And I mean, is it legitimate? Should we turn our guns in and worship Mao Zedong?
Well, I think what we need to be cognizant of is why. What is the justification for both the spending and focus? I'm an intelligence officer, and generally speaking, I go with whatever the facts tell me. If the facts are the Boston bombers blow up people and they're trained or affiliated with Al-Qaeda, then I would suspect that that should be our focus. I don't remember the last time that we've had a radical right conservative group blow up anything, kill anybody, or even make noises like it intends to. And so to me, the idea that veterans, and by the way, there's a trend afoot to disarm veterans. Certain veterans I know personally have been told to give up their guns if they want certain benefits. So, and I can believe that's part of a larger scheme to disarm people who are considered conservative or former military. It's totally insane. So the question then becomes, if it's not based on intelligence, that is to say that the threat evaluations aren't there to justify the placement, expenditure, and focus of strategic resources, national resources against a target, then why? Why would they be doing this? And this goes back to the IRS thing, Alex. I mean, why on earth? I don't believe for a minute. I mean, you've been around a long time. No low-level civil servant is ever going to take on their own initiative to target a specific group.
Lying now. It turns out they ordered it from the highest levels, and they're persecuting the media. They're a bunch of authoritarians. I mean, if it looks like it, walks like it, quacks like it, this is what it is. So what do we do?
Well, the thing to do is be vigilant, and I would go to, Congress is the one funding all this. This is one of those grand ironies I don't think people fully understand. It's like the federal government, as part of the executive branch, can only function if it's given funding by the Congress. Congress has the power of purse. It was designed that way. So what baffles me, and I have a lot of conservative friends up on the Hill, is how somehow all this money keeps getting given to DHS and other elements of the government. And by the way, Congress is the one who writes the laws for IRS to function within. How this all happened. So really all roads, despite the bad actions of the executive branch, go back to Congress. So again, I just got to ask people if they're really concerned to call their congressman. Fuck the heck out of them. Because they're the ones who actually signed it.
Sure. What do you make of these Republicans, but also Bill Maher, the authoritarian leftist, calling for Snowden to be arrested, and he's a traitor, executing him, disappearing, that's been talked about. I mean, what do you make of is that Congress scared that they've been part of allowing this to happen, so they're covering their butt?
I think it's part of it. I think that there needs to be some level of I think, just reckoning regarding the whole silly situation. I mean, the fact is, certain people across the aisle on this issue, certain people understand that what we're talking here. Let me mention one guy, Jeremy Scahill. Jeremy is on the left, but he and I have shared an interest in accountability and actually asking hard questions about why are we doing certain things. And this is where, again, the expenditures don't make sense, the focus doesn't make sense, based on the fact that we have an external threat that we know about, is well identified, is attacked us, it continues to try to attack us, and yet somehow we're now focusing inward. And again, this does not make sense from the threat information I'm aware of, nor the recent history of who's done attacks within the continental United States.
Folks, the book is The Last Line. You can get it at Amazon, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, and this is one I'm going to read because this is from all his intelligence understanding, a book on the real threat that could actually basically bring this country down. We're going to talk about that on the other side, but first I'm going to ask him, more about the strategy of funding Al-Qaeda against Syria and where he thinks that's going to go. Straight ahead on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com is the site. Infowars.com is ours.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well. Well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If you like to
gamble, I'll tell you how to make. All right, Colonel Schaefer's leaving us at 45 after. And I'm going to go to Dee and John and Walter and Jamie and Fred and everybody that's holding. Then I'm getting into some good news. Justice Department is doing more and more because of public pressure to ferret out all the criminals and people they've hired. So there's some news on that today. People with criminal records, that's being exposed. Also, the Supreme Court justices have ruled human genes cannot be patented because they're patenting our genes and then saying we can't have treatments. They're not patenting the treatment. They're patenting the gene so that no one else could ever go do research on that gene. That's like saying, I have patented the wheel, not this particular design of a wheel. I have patented the wheel itself, so no one can ever use a wheel but the wheel I've made. It is amazing. So that's some good news. Always good to have good news. We're going to be going back to Colonel Schaefer here in just a moment. Remember, we have an online video bookstore of our own with all of the best books, the best titles, the most informative films. That's why I want to read this book and then carry it on our site. Yeah, you can get the last line book at Amazon, other places right now. But that's the kind of stuff we carry at InfoWarsStore.com. The best water filtration systems, the lowest prices, the Live Straw, the Modafinil, best seaweed extract out there. Just amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything that I use myself that I believe in, InfoWarsStore.com. When you shop with the good guys there on the site, you fund our grassroots media operation. We're not like MSNBC that gets bailout money and stimulus money from taxpayers to fund their anti-American activities and try to shut down the First Amendment. That's even the better part about it. We're funded by people like you. So don't forget that. And also InfoWarsTeam.com. to sign up for all the longevity products at the lowest prices and get free shipping with your auto ship at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can sign up kind of like a Costco card for $10 and get even bigger discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can also become a rep for the company at InfoWarsTeam.com as well, or call 888-789-9277 to learn details. 888-789-9277. InfoWarsTeam.com. The best health products out there, bar none. All right, going back to Colonel Schaefer, I want to finish that one point and get into your book here. What is it doing in the Pentagon? What is it doing with all your high-level sources in national security? Because I know you're in there like nobody else we talk to have it so cut and dry now that they're putting jihadis and al-Qaeda in Syria to commit war crimes, and to have Clinton pushing Obama to do even more, and then to know heat-seeking missiles have been given to al-Qaeda. What are they going to do when al-Qaeda blows up airliners with this? Take more of my liberties? I mean, are people going to go to jail? Because you told me off-air, I want you to say it in your own words, that people are really waking up in government right now. What can you tell us about that?
Well, first off, there's a realization, Alex, and you can probably figure all of our options for Syria are bad. I mean, I don't want to get the details of it getting in trouble, but there's people been fired over telling the truth to the White House, saying, look, these are the options we have, and they're all bad. And by the way, getting involved directly is just going to make things worse, you know. So the whole idea of arming these folks, and let's be honest here, there's clear evidence in my judgment that the Libya consulate that was attacked on the 9/11 anniversary was very much involved in moving, you know, obtaining surface-to-air missiles and other arms from the Libyans and transferring it via the Turks to the rebels in Syria. I just don't think it's in our interest to be doing that sort of thing based on the fact that you mentioned, Alex, the chances are pretty good this is all going to come back and bite us someday, as we've seen other involvement we've had other places. So I think a lot of people on the inside who really think things through understand the folly of potential foreign involvement. It's not to say we shouldn't do something to help. I think there's always things we can do to help. It's just we should not be the ones who put boot down and without.
Yeah, but I mean, you say help. I mean, if Assad is kicked out, then the vacuum is jihadis. That's like 100 times worse.
Oh, no, hear me out on this, Alex. Oh, no, my think tank has actually said we do not want to see the central Syrian government destroyed, because the inevitable result of such destruction would be a failed state like we see in Libya. And again, as you point out, they would then have the jihadis at base of operation. No, we agree. It's just that we have, you know, this, the Assad issue is something we have to deal with realistically. But no, we cannot afford to allow the central Syrian government, the thing which keeps that country together, to fall, because it will become a jihadi safe haven. And as bad as it is in Libya, I believe the consequences of Syria falling will be far worse.
Well, look at the new video out of the president of Egypt in a meeting with the top ministers talking about how they're going to attack America and Israel. I mean, come on. The military-industrial complex wants to sell weapons, and they're putting the next phase of crazies in so we can have wars with everybody, and I can pay for it, and you can pay for it, and then the country goes bankrupt. But why do the military-industrial complex care? They'll just sell weapons to somebody else.
Well, and I work with the Pentagon budget group that looks at spending. And, Alex, let me tell you something. Larry Corbin and I were on a panel on Capitol Hill late last week, and it was packed with staff who actually did want to take on a serious look at how we can cut the defense budget, because, as you point out, I think there's a propensity to get to jump in to do things without regard what we're trying to achieve, what's going to cost us, and how much will this, you know, any military action actually benefit the American citizen. So I think this is something we ought to be concerned about, is that, you know, we need to step back from the over-reliance and overuse of military force to achieve often dubious national security objectives, which cannot be linked to a larger long-term global strategy.
Wow, we've only got about 6 minutes left with Colonel Schaefer. Let's get into the last line. Tell us as much as you can. You were telling me that, I mean, obviously there's a lot of stuff you can't get into in a nonfiction book because of national security, but you were telling me off air that this is pretty much, what can you tell us about this?
Well, it's a worst-case scenario. The last line focuses on the southwest border. And Bill Keith, my writing partner, is a great researcher. He's brilliant. And so what we did, and I was very reluctant to do the book, by the way. My publisher comes to me and says, hey, we want you to do fiction. It's like, you know, and Alex, you know this, the book business ain't all that good. I mean, you don't make a lot of money off of it. You put a lot of time into it. So I reluctantly accepted the challenge. They gave me kind of carte blanche of what I wanted to do, and I said, I want to do the southwest border. And so what we did is we actually took and did research on all the bad guys out there, basically try to figure out a baseline of who is really out there, who are truly, you know, evil, what's going on, and we took the stuff going on and then combined it, if you will, into a compelling narrative where we basically say, what if this happens, what if this happens, to basically show that the border security, which everybody seems to be not worrying about right now, is something we should definitely be worried about. And on top of that, then, we took me, 20 years ago, Chris Teller, no surprise, the main character of the book is based partially on me, and we took, since the DOD, as you know, Alex, doesn't like me talking about actual things I did, we took me about to where I was about 20 years ago and basically have taken, you know, my bad habits and put them in the 21st century into this very interesting time of challenge. And then we throw a few other twists in. I will leave it to your audience to judge for themselves if we were able to accomplish a frighteningly real scenario. My friend Ralph Peters, in his blurb board, actually calls it authentically, chillingly authentic. So I'd like to believe we achieved that. And then when you read it, we want to make the reader know what it feels like to kind of be in the main character's shoes. We want them to kind of experience.
Well, you've sold me. You've sold me on it. Give us some of the basic plot, because, I mean, I know obviously you're getting into who real threats are, and I haven't read the book yet, but let me just guess. Here's the problem. If the West really does attack Iran, and if Iran is in danger of actually collapsing, the mullahs, like Hitler in their bunker, are going to pull the trigger, and they're going to trigger real terrorist sleeper cells that we know are all over Western Europe, all over the U.S. This country's totally infiltrated. The Chi-Coms might jump on board. God only knows. Now, let me guess. Is that what's in the book?
Part of it is. Absolutely. We have Hezbollah doing bad things. They basically find ways. There's a reason they pretend to come do things here. They lie to the drug cartel. They co-opted the drug cartel. And then they start expanding out what they're doing in the United States. And let me add another thing. There's riots in L.A. Imagine that. Or we have other elements we just talked about earlier involved, too. So it's a potpourri of bad things happening, if you will. And, again, we tell it in such a way to make people wake up.
Let me bring this up. What could 100 special forces trained troops do to America in one day? I mean, I know because I've studied it.
Oh, my goodness.
For people that don't know, I mean, you could go up the tops of buildings. I don't even want to get into what you can do, dumping into the air conditioning systems, what you can do with fire. I would never do this, but just studying history, I mean, it's unbelievable what sleeper cells could do.
Well, yeah, we talk about asymmetric warfare, which, you know, you've talked about before, and absolutely. So I don't want to give away the plot for everybody to right now, but let me tell you, what you talk about is in there. We actually have, again, very realistic, very well-researched plot that is based on real fact. So we've taken things that have been in the media, we've expanded upon it, we've said, okay, if they do this, then what if they do, you know, if they do X, then what if they do Y and Z, where would that all go? And it ends up with a huge, you know, set of catastrophes within the United States, which I think we do very realistically and in such a way that I think people are going to say, oh my God, that could actually happen.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't read your book yet, but what keeps me awake at night is these criminal mega corporations who would stand to gain from an authoritarian America, who've already set up this police state grid, who would then finance terrorist groups with several layers of separation. to have actual radical stage stuff as a pretext to then bring in a soft martial law from which we never emerge. And I actually see that as the real scenario of basically a false flag, but a more complex false flag with more buffers. Because when I look at the constellation of Homeland Security setups, the pre-programming, the movies, I actually see what you are talking about as a real scenario that criminal globalist elements actually allow to happen bare minimum to radically transform the United States. I mean, I'm sure you read Rand Corporation stuff. I mean, it's thinly veiled in there. In closing, what's your take on that?
Well, I think there are clearly, and again, you know, I think you'll appreciate the book because we actually do work in a conspiracy, as you're alluding to. We talk about the fact that there may be elements in our own government, and not our government. And you mentioned this earlier. It's not the government. There's elements within the government. There's people with agendas who will use the government for their own proximal reasons. And so we do talk about that. I think it is a realistic thing. I think it happens every day. Lobbying is a form of that, only done officially. I think there's other ways people manipulate the government, use the government for their own purposes. And I'm with you. I think people don't fully understand how the government can be co-opted to do things against its own people's interests if certain incentives are provided to those inside the government.
Well, the book just came out last week. I haven't read it yet, but you told me Bohemian Grove's in it. So then I kind of connected dots off the storyline because there's really only a few real scenarios. So I can't wait to read it because I know a lot of it's actually stuff that wouldn't get out there if it wasn't fiction. But in closing, give us a hint. I mean, don't give away too much because I'm going to read it about the last line with Colonel Anthony Schaefer and William H. Keith. But Bohemian Grove, are they the bad guys or something hatched in there? Or, wow.
Something hatched in there. Yeah. Again, you know, I've seen you when you did the show on the Bohemian Grove. I don't want to say it didn't influence our thinking because it did, but just be aware, as you just point out, there's certain elements of the government who may work against our own people's interests, and it's tied into the Bohemian Grove. I'll leave it at that for you to.
Unbelievable! I can't wait to have you on after I've read it, Colonel Schaefer. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, there he goes, folks. Wow. Again. We set him up for the show like 2 weeks ago because I had to be out of town, and he was coming on when the book came out, and then I was quizzing him about what's in the book, and it all just clicked that he's basically telling you what they might do in this book. Pretty amazing. That guy tried to kill bin Laden twice. They had him in the sights, were told not to. That's on record, and he can confirm what Savelle Edmonds brought out. And I can tell you, I've got Pentagon sources that are good people, other than Schaefer, who's also good. They know what's going on. They're not stupid. They don't like what's happening. And they really don't want to see America fall into authoritarianism and become incredibly poor and pathetic and then blamed for the New World Order, because that's the plan. And it is very exciting to see this awakening happening. You know, he said on air there's a big awakening, but he said, I want to tell you, I'm in a lot of big meetings. Well, I'm not going to even say what he told me off air, because he didn't say it was off record, but I've gotten in trouble with him particularly before on Benghazi when he said stuff to me off air but didn't say it was off record, and then I kind of said it on air, and then it got him in some trouble. So I'll just leave it at that. And that's the problem. You start talking to these people, they'll tell you stuff and won't even say it's off record, and then later they're like, hey, what are you doing saying that? That's why so many times I'm almost stuttering and gibbering here on air, because I'm trying to, like, remember, okay, what can I talk about? What can I talk about? What can I say? Or somebody tells me something and says I can say it on record, but then I think, well, wait, that shouldn't be on record because that's going to get him in trouble. Like Dave Mustaine. He said all that stuff in a video interview about Obama and, you know, staging the shootings and stuff and a history of it. And, you know, he was here visiting me because we're good friends. My wife's friends with his wife. And then he left. And then I just didn't even tell him. I just cut it out. And people are like, well, that's censoring. Well, I knew it would become a firestorm. And I didn't want to hurt Dave when I did the interview. So it is. It's true. I start censoring myself because that wasn't critical to get that out. Sure, I got a bunch of visitors off of it if I would have put it out. But I didn't do it just for that. And then he went to a concert, I think, in like somewhere in Asia. I forget where it was. What's the big island nation? Singapore. And then he talked about it, and then it was, you know, they tried to destroy him with it. And I just don't want to see my friends destroyed on my show. I've learned that lesson with Charlie Sheen, let me tell you. I mean, I've got videos with Charlie and just all sorts of stuff. The, you know, the media would just have a national field day with it. Guess what I did? I said I got videos. I actually came across them last week, and guess what happened? I mean, it was none of it bad stuff. It was just, it would be sensational. Deleted. It's just gone. And what amazes me is that everybody's like, wow, why would you do that? That's, that, you know, interesting stuff with Charlie Sheen, because that's not what I'm trying to do to people. And I think that's the difference between people that want to be honorable and people that are dishonorable, is that they could care less. And I'm always amazed that people that I let into my confidence, not of anything bad I'm doing, but things that's in confidence, they like use that and then distort that, and it's just the ultimate in scumminess is the point that I'm trying to get out here. And so I don't even know why I'm going off into that. It's just that spending so much of my brain power trying to not burn people is one of the most frustrating things in my life. There's just countless examples of it. And I guess being a news editor, wearing that hat, as well as a journalist, as well as a rabble-rouser, as well as a patriot, it's a lot of hats to wear. As well as businessman, researcher, ad executive, all of it. That's why I get so scatterbrained on air, is because there's a lot going on. Next segment, D, John, Walter, Jamie, Fred, we'll get to all of you in this segment, the next. And then we've got General Hamid Ghul joining us to really go deep into who runs Al-Qaeda. And more. So that's all coming up straight ahead. Don't forget, Operation Sleeping Giant is in full swing. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a $5.95 a month PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see my films, the nightly news, all of it in higher def, you name it, and get 11 memberships on the same username and passcode, and then share it with friends and family. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your membership today. And if you have a membership, share it today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Jimmy Vaughn, blues legend, bringing us in.
Don't want no shackles.
He's a patriot. He hates the New World Order and loves his family. You're a new listener out there, and this show sounds shocking. You're just not looking into what we're saying. I mean, I may come off like a bull in a china cabinet sometimes, but it's because I'm upset.
Got the blues about my
Again, I went on that BBC interview last Sunday, and I mean, they're making jokes about fluoride in the water, and I'm like, hey, man, cancer rates exploding aren't funny. You want to know why I blew up? They were making fun of me in a promo video coming in, and it's not that I care about being made fun of. I care about all the people they're killing. It's not funny. I mean, I take that personal, that they're hurting all these innocent people. And people are like, oh, well, thank you for, you know, caring, Alex. Caring. I mean, they're killing us on purpose. The White House science czar writes books about it, eco-science, bragging. Where are the grand juries? Where are the indictments? But it's so over the top. Like Vice Magazine writes this big comedy piece going, fluoride. All he talks about is fluoride. And he won't explain why it's bad. Harvard studies. Brain tumors, cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, bone cancer, 20-point IQ reductions. It ain't funny. But you say it's funny. And I physically get angry and have hateful thoughts. I just, you know, I don't think that's funny. If I saw somebody at a McDonald's putting poison in somebody's drink, I'd probably break their nose. And people are like, oh, that's so... I just don't get it. I don't get laying here while we're robbed and assaulted and putting up with all this, and I'm mad. I'm not in a trance. And I realize more and more that is important. For all my failures, folks, getting angry, getting people out of their normalcy bias is the secret, and we've got to do it. Dee in Alabama, thanks for holding. I wanted to go back to you, and then we'll get to Fred and Jamie and Walter and John. We'll get to all of you. But go ahead, Dee, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, what I was saying was that anybody that's in the military that has any inkling that they are participating in the geoengineering, the chemtrailing, like you had that young lady that was on there that was in the military for 9 years in the Air Force from Tinker Air Force Base, if you have any thought that what you're doing is killing life here, you need to go and retire. It's not worth the money. You're killing your mother, your father, your kids.
Yeah, for those that don't know, tons a week of barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and radioactive isotopes were delivered to be added to the jet fuel to then be aerosolized and sprayed out. I mean, tons a week. Go ahead.
Right. So what I'm saying is, you're not going when crimes against life are brought in, ultimately, you're not going to be able to hide behind the cover and say, I was just a soldier doing my job. That's what the Nazis claimed. It's not going to fly. But if you get out now and you know, when the indictments are brought in, you say, yeah, I finally figured it out and I knew what was going on and I decided the best thing for me to do was just to, you know, to leave. Take my retirement, take my pension. You don't have to be a whistleblower, because if enough people leave, they won't be able to maintain this system of death and doing it.
I agree. I think everybody should just start whistleblowing everywhere, whether it's anonymous, not anonymous. There's plenty of ways to mail envelopes. There's plenty of ways to get stuff, go on YouTube, whatever. You know crimes are being committed. If everybody just starts standing up, not just government, but if everybody starts blowing the whistle, if a citizen sees corruption that doesn't blow the whistle, it's on them. We've all got to stand up against evil everywhere, and it's a process. We will turn the tide. If not, it's going to totally take over. Well said, Dee.
say something, okay? You see something, like they want you to spy on your neighbor. When you see them doing it, then say something.
Well said. I couldn't say it as good.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.